and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More help on the way for Baltimore as workers begin dismantling the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. A 4th Navy crane is set to arrive to help clear the massive wreckage today. Major protests in Jerusalem over the weekend against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. ABC's Britt Clinett is in Israel with more.
Almost 6 months into the war, there are 132 hostages still in Gaza, by an official count, although it's believed that some of them may have died. What it really shows is that pressure is growing and growing from the families who have not seen or heard from their loved ones in more than 170 days. They've repeatedly called on Netanyahu to do more to ensure the release of their loved ones. And what we're seeing right now, I think, is the hostage families taking their gloves off.
March Madness continued over the weekend. North Carolina State upsetting Duke on the men's side. On the women's side, it's a rematch to LSU and Iowa play tonight. This is ABC News. Police in Dallas want to question a 23-year-old NFL star.
A Corvette registered to Rasheed Rice and a Lamborghini are thought to have been street racing on a busy Dallas highway Saturday when both spun out and caused a multi-car crash. The occupants of the sports cars didn't bother to see if anyone was hurt and ran before police showed up.
These people thought they were too cool for all that.
Attorney Mark Lanahan represents one of four people hurt in the crash. Police want to know if Rasheed Rice was in one of the cars that caused the accident. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Now tonight's Powerball jackpot, not too shabby, $975 million. Long lines expected at stores selling tickets, including Smoke for Less in Newburgh, New York. It sold two $1 million tickets last week. Nancy, visiting this week after she forgot to play, said,
I almost had a heart attack because I didn't come, but I'm here today. And I am confident that I'm going to win this time.
Good luck, Nancy. An expected surge in sales today, expected to push it even higher. This is ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. As I'm writing this Life Tracks, we've just heard the news of the cargo ship crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, sending many people in their cars into the frigid, cold, and 50-foot deep river below. I'm sure none of them were anticipating this catastrophe, or they would have simply avoided that route that day. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some stormy days ahead as a strong low-pressure system developing in Kansas today tracks northeast, ends up in lower Michigan by Tuesday night and Wednesday morning and kind of stalls out. This will bring some waves of rain to our region, probably even some wet snow mixed at times. There's even the potential of a couple inches of snow, especially later Tuesday into early Wednesday, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. The system will also crank up some strong northeast and north winds, could be gusting up to 35 and 40 miles per hour in parts of the region as we head into Tuesday evening into Wednesday. Things are quiet down late this week as that storm moves away and high pressure builds in from the west. Should bring us some beautiful spring conditions by the end of the week into the start of the weekend. Looks like the next front could arrive by Sunday night and next Monday with a chance of a couple more showers. So today, look for cloudy and breezy conditions, rain likely by this afternoon. High temperature close to 46 with an east wind around 15. Tonight, breezy with occasional light rain, low at 33. Tomorrow should be cool and breezy with periods of rain, possibly mixing with wet snow. High 43, northeast and north wind 10 to 20. Tuesday night, windy with a good chance of rain and snow becoming mostly snow. A few inches of slushy accumulation possible. Low temperature at 30. Wednesday, windy and cool. Flurries possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy. High at 44. North winds up to 35 miles per hour. The outlook for Thursday, breaks of sunshine, is still a bit breezy. Low 29, high 48. Friday, plenty of sun with lighter winds. Low at 26, high in the mid-50s. Saturday, nice spring weather with sunshine. Low 27, high near 60. And Sunday, partly sunny, still mild. Low about 31 with a high of 60. There is a 30% chance of some rain showers by Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 39 degrees with cloudy conditions. 49 was yesterday's high. The record high, 82 in 1946. Record low, 11 in 1881. Last year's high was 45. The low was 34. Sunset will occur at 7:28 this evening. And sunrise time tomorrow morning, 6:42, as it gets earlier each day. We have a wind that has picked up northeasterly around 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 2990. No precipitation today, and it's cloudy. We're up 4 from the overnight low at 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, details on today in sports. Lots of things going on, including our first spring sports broadcasts of the year on the radio, beginning later today. Hopefully. We'll see. And that's coming up here. Also, a Brewer weekend that was a good one in New York.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Ithaca baseball team opens up today at home against Riverdale. I asked Coach Dan Clary how it's been going.
It's been going well. We had 27 guys, I guess, show up to practice. That's a pretty good number to work with. The biggest dilemma is getting through and making sure you get a really good look at everybody that you do have. I think there was 8 freshmen that came out this year. And then there's a couple of older guys that decided to give it another shot. And so having those fresh faces there really gives us a lot to look at. We were able to get a couple of inter-squad scrimmages in this last week, which really helped. So you kind of see and you can move guys from place to place and get a good look at them. And so that's what we've been up to. And the guys have been working really hard and they're really anxious to get going.
You play a team similar to the Bulldogs today with Riverdale. I think that always is an exciting game to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an excellent way to start our season off. They got everybody back from a good team last year, and they always play good baseball. Kurt does a fantastic job with the boys, and it's always, like I said, it's always a really tight game when we play them, and just getting a non-conference game in prior to conference play would be huge for us.
How's the diamond look at Ithaca?
Right now, it's probably in the best shape it's ever been for the start of season. So we're just hoping the rain kind of holds off and temperature holds out, so we can get it in today. That'd be great. But it looks good right now.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary. The team graduated some key seniors last year, including Lincoln Manning and Ethan Cockcroft.
Lincoln, especially as a leadoff batter, he did fantastic. He just had a great mentality for a leadoff batter and did a really good job defensively. And Ethan Cockcroft at first base was just a wall over there, and that's what you need. You need outs to be outs there. And he had a really good bat on him, too. So filling those two holes is big. But we've got guys that are anxious to fill those holes, and they've been doing a good job. So we'll see where it goes, but it's definitely going to be a work in progress.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary on WRCO, and now Riverdale veteran coach Kurt Thompson, who talked about the team's opening week, including a victory last week over Cashton.
Yeah, we played well. We played Cashton last week, and I thought the guys played well last Thursday. We got some solid pitching, good defense, and we hit the ball pretty good, so yeah, it was a good start to the season, a good team. We have high expectations this year, and I think our guys are all in to have a really good season.
Well, you play today in one of your fun ones. This is a good one to play each and every year, and you hope to get it in, don't you?
Oh, for sure. This is always a big game. There's a big rivalry between us and Ithaca, you know, defending state champs, have an outstanding program, great coaching, great system, and this is always a fun one. I guess the guys always get fired up for the game, as do the coaches, and we're really, really looking forward to that game tonight, and hopefully the weather cooperates and we get it in.
So this is your chance to play them this year. If you play again, it would be a long way down the line, wouldn't it?
That'd be a long way down the line. That'd probably be at the state tournament because we go opposite ways in the tournament this year. Ithaca heads kind of to the northern section, and we go southeast towards Johnson Creek sectional. So that'd be an amazing achievement if we both ended up at the same location somewhere down the line. But that's a long ways away, and we'll just see what we can do.
Let's look at this year's Riverdale team. Kurt, what do you think the team's strong points are?
Well, I think for sure it's experience. I mean, we have nine seniors on this year's team. We return all of our starters from last year, and I think that's a big thing for us. They know what we expect to do. They've had experience in, you know, a lot of tough games last year and big games and played well. And with everybody coming back, I think that's a big advantage. I also think that we should have a really solid pitching staff. I think we're going to have pretty good depth. We probably could go 5-6 maybe deep on varsity, and we do have some really good younger pitchers coming in this year too, so I think that's a strength. I think, you know, defensive hitting, we should be solid. So overall, I think, you know, like I was saying before, we really have some high expectations for this team. And I think, you know, if we can stay injury-free and stay focused and be able to just continue to get better each game, we should have a pretty good season.
Riverdale coach Kurt Thompson will have the game today, of course, weather permitting, on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. First pitch time scheduled for 5 o'clock in Ithaca. Other games today on the high school ranks, Seneca at Potosi-Cassville. Also, North Crawford plays baseball at Boscobel, Pecatonica at Cuba City, Platteville at Fenimore, Belmont at Iowa Grant, Highland at Dodgeville. Cashton visits Brookwood, Westfield at Portage, Waseca-Steuben at River Ridge, Nisida at Royal, also Hillsboro at Bangor, Mount Horeb at Wisconsin Dells, and New Lisbon at Waniwak Center. In softball today, Riverdale at Southwestern, Fenimore at Boscobel, Baraboo at Wisconsin Dells, Seneca visits Viroqua Youth Initiative, New Lisbon at Waniwak Center, Hillsboro at Bangor, Royal hosts Nisida, McFarland at River Valley, Waseca-Steuben at River Ridge, Prairie du Chien at Barneveld, and Lancaster at Belmont. Cashton travels to Brookwood, Mineral Point at Cuba City, Iowa Grant at Darlington, and Ithaca is home against Potosi-Cassville. High school soccer tonight, Platteville-Lancaster plays at Monroe. Speaking of girls soccer, Richland Center girls hosted their alumni game on Saturday, and alumni in attendance included Shawnee Fink, Julia Smith, Aaliyah Ruland, Elizabeth Obade, along with Jaden Johnson, Maya Stadler, Abby Ritten, Naomi Obade, and Mallory Winchell, Anna Korb, Sarah Anderson, Jill Wagner, Becky Craig, Trisha Lebansky, and Laura Johnson. Alumni came out ahead 4-2 over the Richland Center girls soccer team on Saturday. It was great to get on the field for the team and the players and former players, and they saw some encouraging things for the upcoming season, according to Coach Shawnee Fink. Goals came from alumni Becky Craig, scoring 2. Julia Smith and Anna Korb also had goals. Goals for the current Richland Center squad came from Bryn Anderson, off some great passing, resulting in a shot at the top of the 18, and a whole Fox off a cross from Erilyn Wallace. Coaches Shawnee Fink and Julia Smith are looking forward to a great season. Rookie phenom Jackson Cherio had 2 hits, including an RBI double, and made a couple of highlight catches as the Brewers swept the Mets Sunday 4-1. Colin Ray pitched the first 5 innings, giving up 5 hits and a run to claim the victory. Former Brewer Tyrone Taylor knocked in New York's only run with a single. Milwaukee is off today and tonight. They'll take on the Twins in the 2024 home opener. First pitch time 3:10 tomorrow afternoon on WRCE FM 107.7 and WRCO AM 1450. In other sports, scores from yesterday, the Cubs over Texas 9-5 in interleague action. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-4. Cincinnati 6-5 over Washington. Pittsburgh 9, Miami 7. Arizona 5-1 over Colorado. San Diego 13, San Francisco 4. The Dodgers beat St. Louis 5-4. In the American League, the Angels 4, Baltimore 1. Toronto 9-2 over Tampa Bay. Kansas City beat Minnesota 11-0. Detroit 3, the White Sox 2, Yankees 4-3 over Houston, Oakland 4, Cleveland 3, Boston 5-1 over Seattle. With Damian Lillard sitting out, Giannis and the Bucks scored a win on Saturday night, 122-113 over Atlanta. Milwaukee travels to D.C. to play the Wizards coming up on Tuesday night. Marquette fell just short of the Sweet 16 with a 67-58 loss on Friday to North Carolina State, who then went on to win yesterday. NC State headed toward its first Final Four in four decades after beating Atlantic Coast Conference rival Duke 76-64 in the South Region Final. And it was Zach Edey leading the way, going a career-high 40 points along the way with 16 rebounds and one big block to muscle the Boilermakers into the program's first Final Four since 1980 with a 72-66 victory over Tennessee. I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Monday Morning Sports.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO.
On my way home, between the BS and stress, man, the list goes on and on and on and on. We all got too much on our plates. There's only so much we can take till it breaks. We all got drinking problems. It's about that time we get to working on them. We'll be cold, can hold, and keep that jukebox rolling, whirling rounds till we think we've forgotten. Unless you got a better way to solve, we'll keep on drowning our drinking problems. Bobby's buying beer cause he can't pay his rent. George's new Ford's got a deer-sized dent. Billy's old ex is texting him again. And him, and him, and her, and him. We're kinda all in the same dang boat, crossing our fingers that the cake don't flow. Cause you know, we all got drinking problems.
Dylan Carmichael on WRCO Radio. It is 8:25. Good to have you along today on an overcast Monday. It could be a rainy Monday a little bit later on today, so maybe taking an umbrella along and maybe using that a little bit later on today, especially if you're going to a high school sporting event. We'll see about that. It's always kind of iffy and up in the air this time of year, but we'll see how it goes today. We have some great stuff coming up your way on a Monday from WRCO Radio. No fooling. I haven't been fooled yet. Well, actually, it's Henry being around here. You never know. I could have been. Didn't know about it. This is Cody Johnson.
About the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. Chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she.
Cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water watching those bombers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get in. We yelled five more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing in at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted five more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop.
us 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just
It is great to have you along on this Monday morning for our get-together. The trivia question of the day is right around the bend today. And exciting times as we welcome in April and get into the month a little bit deeper with lots of important reminders, including Election Day tomorrow, April 2nd. And, of course, a tax deadline a little bit later on. We don't want to talk about that. We just want to talk about good things on this Monday morning. On our morning show today, a little bit later on, we'll be talking to some special guests, learning about a new organization and group in the area. So we'll give you details coming up on the morning show today for some community conversation between 9 and 10 right here on the radio.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hello, I'm Karen Tupley, and I'm seeking the office of mayor. In the past 6 years, I've worked closely with city staff on impactful projects like wayfinding signs and the Cobblestone Hotel. Recently, our mayor emphasized economic development as his sole platform. Many of these projects were led by our skilled professionals like Jason Glassbrenner and Ashley Oliphant. As your mayor, I'll uphold the role outlined by state statutes and support our experts. If you believe in collaborative leadership, vote for me on April 2nd. And let's build a stronger Richland Center together.
20 minutes before 9 o'clock, and the Godzilla-King Kong combo stomped on the expectations of other movies, roaring to an $80 million opening at the weekend box office. Studio estimates Sunday show that the monster mashup from Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures brought the second highest opening in what has been a robust year. It fell just short of the $81.5 million debut of Dune Part 2. Projections for Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, put its opening weekend at closer to $50 million. Last week's number one, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, was second at the box office over the weekend. So quite a picture there. That's kind of scary. I was thinking about taking June to that, but I didn't know. And it was at the Starlight 14 drive-in over the weekend as well. But I might have gotten too scared. I don't know. Coming up, the trivia question of the day. This is Jake Owen.
She said she loved me all night long. I couldn't help but let her string my heart along. I knew better, I still do, but I'm not the first man who's ever played the fool. So tell me, why do I keep a hold? Tell me take the blame. 'Cause I saw her coming from a million miles away. I should have fought the feeling, but I gave in. 'Cause those lying blue eyes kept on pulling me back in.
For our trivia question of the day, we go to the cartoons. A cartoon that was originally primetime, but I remember it more as a Saturday morning feature that was, I think they made one season of it, and it played for like 25 in Saturday morning cartoons. Anyway, our Subway trivia question of the day is coming up, courtesy of Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or use it yourself. Well, the trivia question of the day, The Jetsons by Hanna-Barbera, features the futuristic family of George, Jane, Elroy, and Judy, all living in what city? Where do the Jetsons call home? 608-647-4155. The first through the line with a winning answer wins from Subway.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, 'cause with a woman you love, you'll talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turned full for just one night with a dress on the floor. 'Cause with a woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour.
talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With the woman you love. Yeah. With the woman you love.
Justin Moore on WRCO. Steve Davis, way to go. One man standing ovation. Oh. Almost fell in my chair. Oh, two-man. Bo's back there, too. So a two-man standing ovation for Steve. Good job. The Jetsons by Hanna-Barbera featuring George, Jane, Elroy, and Judy live in Orbit City. What a great cartoon. And quite a few of their inventions on there have come true. I'm still waiting for a tube like they have at the bank so I can just be shot up there, you know. That would be pretty awesome. And I'd really like to have a maid like Rosie. You know, to make me some lunch once in a while. But other than that, a lot of those things have come true. Discover better for you subs at Subway in Richland Center, the sponsor of Monday Trivia.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Dennis Polifka, incumbent candidate for the Sauk County Board of Supervisors for District 23, with a proven record for listening to people and working to get results. I've been fortunate to have been involved with the 2 drainage ditch projects that relieve flooding in the River Valley and am currently involved with the 3rd final project. Working with local through federal level agencies has given me a well-rounded knowledge on how to get things done. My name is Dennis Polifka. Appreciate your vote on April 2nd for Sauk County Supervisor.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? Total. At an amazing price? Total. With no contracts? Total. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Join us for the 2024 baseball team annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Coming up on today's morning show, we're talking about Economic Equity Now. Find out about that organization, what it's all about. We'll have guests in the studio. Aaron and Felicia Detman are here, and former State Senator Dale Schultz will be in as well. Always good time to have them in the studio. And a little community conversation coming up here on this Monday, April 1st. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Standing at the window, waiting for the light. Staring down the barrel of a rainy night. Mr. Walker, help me kill the pain. The red is his color and John is his name. Help me kill the pain. I gotta have you. Nothing's ever gonna be right if I don't have you. Ain't another string of these lonely nights ain't never gonna do. When I let you get away from me, I was a fool in the first degree, and I gotta have you. I used to listen to your heartbeat every night. It was such a good love and it felt so right. And I still don't know what made me stray, but I took you for granted and I gave you away. I just gave you away. I gotta have you. Nothing's ever gonna be right. Another string of these lonely nights ain't never gonna do. When I let you get away from me, I was a fool in the first degree, and I gotta have you, for you. Got a damn good reason for walking the line. I keep praying for the ringing of the telephone. I'm gonna hope these tears will bring you home. Why won't you please come home? Another string of these lonely nights ain't never gonna do. When I let you get away from me, I was a fool in the first degree, and I gotta have you. Nothing's ever gonna be right if I don't have you. Another string of these lonely nights ain't never gonna do. When I let you get away from me, I was a fool.
Well, I'm still doing all right in the NCAA poll there. I think I'm toward the top there with the group from Civic Media, so we'll just have to see how that pans out. But I've got Purdue winning it all, so that probably helped. Purdue with their win yesterday. Did you see Zach Edey, their 7'4 big man? He didn't need a ladder to cut down the net. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Well, here's a little Texas warmth from Glenn Campbell as we head toward Trail Stop.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.